Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the introduction of CISFI's Suicide Behavioral First Aid Response Unit, a team of people who will be trained in the response and prevention of suicide for those who are struggling with trauma, mental health, mental illnesses, and just life challenges that they don't know how to address or how to respond to or how to deal with. Our behavioral first aid response units have been in place for a couple of years, but we've kept it internal to CISFI simply because of the training and the requirements and the needs that need to be met for people who are in this unit. We created this unit because of needing the on-the-ground troops who are able to provide first aid response to people in our communities that are struggling, that are needing professional help and sometimes can't get it, or just don't know what they're going through, but know that they're going through something. So the Suicide Behavioral First Aid Response Unit is a 24/7 system of people who are part of a team, who are developing, growing, and working together so that they can address the real challenges that are out here in our communities. We're working with law enforcement, healthcare centers, hospitals, community centers, dental clinics, wherever healthcare services are provided, as well as churches and schools, so that they are aware of the unit, they are aware of the training that the unit members go through and the reasons why they are trained in these specific things and what they imply. It is very important for us to understand that when dealing with suicide, unlike any other challenge or any other issue, it is a very intimate and personal crisis that someone is in. It's like fighting a demon within, and that demon within really is not about anyone else other than oneself. And understanding how serious it is and what that means when you talk about fighting the demon of self, it really requires people to have a good understanding of that, so that when support is being given in response to that outcry, they have the proper tools, the proper training, the patience, the understanding, and the empathy that goes with that. Adding on top of those are also the resources, tangible resources that a person can feel and can touch in their hand, like basic essentials, food, clothing, and things that can help them to make it through the day, make it through the night, and build the hope that they need to overcome the distress that they're in. So my introduction of our behavioral first aid response unit is now because we are opening up to the public. We're opening up to training units across New York City. Each borough will have its own unit. Each unit will have a certain amount of members, and those members will be promoted to law enforcement, to healthcare providers, to schools and churches, so that in the effort or incident or something happens that someone is in crisis, they can know that they can reach out to us, and someone from this team in whatever borough they're in will be able to work with the person in crisis and help that person. Trauma is not limited to anyone. Trauma affects us in many different ways because we go through different incidents in life that can be traumatizing. And each person responds to an event in different ways. 10 people could be standing on a corner and something happens. 9 are traumatized, 1 isn't. Or 1 is traumatized or 9 isn't. And so in that incident, the impact that's had on whoever the event is now impacting, that person now walks away with psychological effects, psychological impacts that they will need their help with. Suicide is one of the key focus of this unit. That's why we coined it the Suicide Behavioral First Aid Response Unit. So it's really addressing those who are in a suicidal state, those who are in a state of psychosis, could be as a result of someone just going through whatever challenge that they're going through, but not feeling wanted or feeling hopeless or helpless or lifeless and thinking of or attempting suicide. This team is trained in mental health first aid, psychological first aid, trauma first aid, suicide first aid, and psycholinguistics. Psycholinguistics is very, very important because the psycholinguistics allows this team to recognize that the person is in crisis and that suicidal state. So the choice of words, the presentation of words, and how words are used can help to alleviate, help to bring hope, and help to inspire that person to come out of the state of distress that they're in. So the psycholinguistics is very important and a very essential part of this. As the training in mental health, psychological, trauma, and suicide first aid will now be greater heightened by the fact that this person can speak the language, not only speaking verbally, but in their body language, in their ability to listen non-judgmentally, and their ability to help that person navigate through that. Members of this team will be required to do monthly professional development training. Every month, there is a monthly development training for a couple of hours just to keep the team abreast of what's going on, the latest trends, you know, tools. The team can collaborate, work together, share ideas, and really just talk about what lessons have learned, what challenges, or how they themselves need more development, more training, and more skill set. This is not something that you can just train a person on once and they, you know, they be, as life goes on and the team develops and the challenges of our socioeconomics grows, we find people are facing that hopelessness in different ways and more deeper emotional ways. And so for this team, the training will be ongoing. It's mandated that at least 10 training out of the 12 for the year is required to maintain being a part of this team. And the fact that we're putting the investment in to train members of this team is what we ask as their commitment to being a part of the team for a certain period of time. There is community involvement, meaning workshops and events and outreach that these teams will do in their boroughs, in their communities. As I said, it's a 24/7 response and intervention. This is one of the key things that many people have a problem with, but we try to explain to them again how important this effort is. This is not simply about training people who will get the training, the certifications, and say, hey, you know, I'm training the suicide first aid, I'm training mental health first aid, but then not do anything with it. This team will be actively engaged in the community in terms of just being at events, hosting workshops that we always host across the city, and just being there to respond to people who are in need. We are creating a special website that will provide access and information about the unit members so you can get to see a picture of them and a brief bio of them, who they are, the areas that they cover, so that if people need help, they can go to the page, the website, and look for, I live in this borough, this is my area, and who is the closest person on this team that would be working with me. Services are provided virtually and physically. We're expanding our services to more people through Skype and social media. In 2013 and 2014, we saw a 300% increase in people who are reaching out over social media. Efforts of integration and working with people over the last 3 years have continually grown over 200-300% every year. What we're seeing is that more people are comfortable with IMs and Skype. And so we're expanding the services of support to people who are in distress through these means. We will always push for that live interaction with people. We will always want to promote that engagement with them physically, because in seeing them physically, we get to feel their energy and we get to see the body language and really what's really going on. We're still extending that service of working with people in their homes. It's still the same. That's one of our primary models here at CISFI, and this team will also continue doing that. So we still will be continuing the on-the-ground, in-the-home, home visit services for those who are in distress and those who are in need. We're making services and resources available to members of these teams so that whenever they have someone in crisis and working with someone in crisis, depending on the needs, they will be able to provide additional services and support. We're reaching out to some major corporations so we can get more goods, clothes, food, and basic necessities so that we can extend those to those who reach out, those who are in crisis, and those who are in need. We take this very seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had this unit in place for the last 5 years internally. For those of us, who know us here at CISFI and what we do, you've seen this in effect. All we're doing is now opening this up to more of a community-based initiative to train more people in communities to be a part of this team. This team will be managed by CISFI, trained by CISFI and our partners like the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, the New York State Office of Mental Health, the American Association of Suicidology. These are some of the partners that we have that provide training and will be training our team members on different skill sets so that they'll be able to fulfill the requirements of this unit. Again, there are people who have been reaching out with an interest in being a part of these teams, but then they can't fulfill the 24/7 response and intervention requirement. That is one of the most critical things for this team. It's because of the fact that we know that over 90% of people who are in crisis, the times that they reach out for help or the times that they get more in distress or the times that loneliness hits them to the point of hopelessness is between 12 a.m. and 5 a.m. in the morning. We know this not only from statistics or what's out there, but because of the work that we do in working with survivors and people who have gone through and are experiencing crisis. So we know this to be true on many levels, and that's one of the reasons why this unit will be available and accessible 24/7. So for those who are interested in being a part of our suicide behavioral first aid response units, please keep in mind that there are criteria that needs to be met by you to be a part of this unit. And so today we, as I said, we're officially announcing this because we're taking it outside of CISFI and making it more community open, community based, community integrated. We're willing to train more people in these specialties so that they can be a part of the unit. But also, for those who are interested in any of the specific trainings, like the mental health first aid, suicide first aid, or the trauma first aid, those trainings can still be available to you, even if you don't want to be a part of our unit. The idea is the more people we have, the more first aiders we have in communities, is the better it will be for us to be able to assist people in crisis. At the end of the day, we're looking to train people and have more trained responders on the ground in communities. But this particular suicide behavioral first aid response unit is run and managed by CISFI and our requirements for being a part of the program. The training also comes through the Suicide Prevention Institute. That's another project that we have partnership with CISFI, and I'm honored to be leading that initiative so that we can re-engineer the thinking process of how we look at providing aid to people who are in distress and training people to support those people. So the Suicide Prevention Institute is putting out a lot of non-mental health professional trainings for community-based people and people who are just in communities who want to be more active and engaged in helping. And so more information will be coming out via the Suicide Prevention Institute as CISFI and the Institute collaborate and build on these initiatives so that we can have more trained people in our communities. Feel free to contact us at 917-651-1889 or ask ASK at CISFI.org. If you have any questions about our Suicide Behavioral First Aid Response Unit and any interest that you may have in it, we look forward to what this will bring to our communities, what it will do for empowering and training people to be a part of the effort of preventing suicide and helping to promote awareness about mental health, mental illness, and trauma. Thank you. My name is Brett Scudder. I look forward to how this initiative will empower and impact our communities in positive and effective ways so that we can break the stigmas of mental health and mental illness, so that people who are in distress and suffering in silence or suffering in crisis can get the therapy, the counseling, and the behavioral help that they need so that they can live happy and healthy lives as they work through their challenges. Thank you. Have a great day. And we look forward to continuing our Suicide Awareness and Prevention Tour, New York Tour, here in New York. We do thank everyone who has been reaching out across the country for us to bring our tours to their states. We are truly grateful for your interest, and we will continue in dialogue with you to see how best we can help serve that need. Thank you. Have a great day. One love.